here's a story from The World.
Violet Gibson never made it into the history books, but she did come very close to changing the course of 20th century Europe. In Dublin, the Irish capital, nearly a century after the deed that defined Gibson's life, they're planning to honor her as the Irish woman who shot Italian leader Benito Mussolini. The World's Orla Barry has her story.
In 1926, Benito Mussolini was one of the most well-known figures in global politics. Thousands would gather in Piazza Venezia in Rome to hear him speak.
Mussolini was adored, not just by the Italians, but admired by leaders right throughout the Western world.
This is Siobhan Lynham, a documentary radio and film producer in Dublin.
Everybody wanted to see Mussolini. There were pilgrimages to Rome just to see Mussolini. I mean, he had such an ego. There were millions of photographs of him in circulation. Him, you know, cutting the corn, right, bare-chested, riding horses, you know, fighting with wild animals. He knew how to play the crowd.
So Violet Gibson would have made an unlikely assassin, a 50-year-old, 5-foot-1 Irish woman. Her father was Lord Chancellor of Ireland, the most senior judicial figure in the country. Lynham says Gibson was actually a pacifist. She moved to Paris to work as a peace activist and was shocked at the rise of fascism in Italy. On the day of the shooting, April 7th, 1926, Mussolini was speaking at an international conference of surgeons in Rome. Afterwards, as he made his way through cheering crowds back to his car, Gibson approached on foot.
And she shot him at point-blank range. And just as she shot him at that point, he turned his head and then he turned around, his face all bloodied. Basically, she'd taken a piece out of his nose and she shot him again, straight bank again, point blank. And the bullet jammed in the barrel of the gun.
People in the crowd attacked Gibson, dragging her to the ground. It was the police who rushed in and probably saved her life. Hours later, Mussolini reappeared in public as if nothing had happened, a bandage across his nose. Lynham says messages of goodwill to the dictator flooded in from around the world.
Then the Pope sent a message saying that he was really relieved that Mussolini had been spared by God. You know, the President of the United States sent a telegram, King George of England, the Presidents of France and Germany.
And the President of the New Irish Free State, W.T. Cosgrave, wrote a letter congratulating Mussolini on his survival. The Italian dictator didn't want any attention to be brought to Gibson or to her failed assassination attempt. Frances Stoner Saunders, who's written a book about Gibson, says Mussolini was embarrassed by the incident.
He was shocked to be shot by a foreigner, and it was a kind of injury to his great ego that this rather pathetic, very old-looking woman, although she was only 50 when she attempted to assassinate him, who also seemed not to be mentally stable. He used that to his advantage, his view being obviously that nobody sane could want to kill him.
A deal was done to deport Gibson. She was sent to a mental institution in England with the consent of her family, and she was labelled, quote, lucidly insane. Stoner Saunders says Gibson had mental health issues in the past, but that diagnosis was convenient for both her family and Mussolini.
There's a conversation around madness and madness of women, particularly in this period in the 1920s, that excludes the possibility that you could be mad or have moments of madness, but that you can also have completely legitimate political ideas. And she did.
Gibson wrote numerous letters appealing for her release. She wrote to Churchill and Queen Elizabeth, but the letters were never actually sent, and she died in the institution in 1956. Up until Stoner Saunders' book was published, just a little over 10 years ago, Violet Gibson was pretty much forgotten. Now a local authority in Dublin is trying to change that. City Councillor Manix Flynn is behind a campaign to honour Gibson.
I felt that there was a need not just to kind of acknowledge this woman as a person who shot Mussolini, but to acknowledge this person as basically a political prisoner and a political activist, and given what we know about the Second World War and what Mr. Mussolini did, surely it's time that the establishment that so condemned this individual should bring Violet Gibson into the open.
There were three other assassination attempts on Mussolini in the space of a year. All three were carried out by men, and they were all released from prison after Mussolini died in 1945. One had an Italian street named after him. But Flynn says Violet Gibson was left to languish in an institution and mostly forgotten by history.
If this was a male I can guarantee you everybody would have been known about this individual in the same way as he knew about the individual who created the shooting of the Crown Princes in Sarajevo that kicked off the First World War.
There's a new film dedicated to Gibson's life. It's called Violet Gibson, The Irish Woman Who Shot Mussolini. Director Barry Dowdle says Gibson's living relatives are happy she's being remembered.
I think nowadays the family members are proud of the story because, like, Mussolini turned out to be such a tyrant, you know. But at the time of the assassination attempt, she had attempted to kill this great world leader. Today, the family are very proud of having this woman in their history, in their, part of their pedigree, you know, a woman who stood up against the sins of fascism.
Dublin City Council is planning to erect a plaque on the wall outside Gibson's childhood home in Merrion Square in the centre of the Irish capital. Councillor Mannix Flynn says it will likely read, "Violet Gibson lived in this house, the woman who shot Mussolini." For The World, I'm Orla Barry.